you will hear an interview with an environmental activist, Adeyemi Emmanuel from Nigeria, on upcycling. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part four. Now, we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. Upcycling has become such a buzzword lately, and I'm thrilled to hear your perspective. To start, can you tell us how you began your journey in upcycling?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. My journey began quite unexpectedly. A few years ago, I stumbled upon an old chair someone had left by the roadside. Instead of seeing it as trash, I imagined how I could breathe new life into it. I took it home, repainted it, and added some fabric I had lying around. The end result was stunning, and that's how my passion for upcycling began. That's when I realized how much potential waste items have.
That's a fascinating story. So, what motivated you to continue with upcycling and turn it into more than just a hobby?
At first, it was about creativity and self-expression. But as I learned more about the environmental impact of waste, my perspective shifted. Did you know that a staggering amount of waste ends up in landfills every year? Seeing these statistics made me realize that upcycling wasn't just a fun activity. It was a meaningful way to address environmental challenges.
That's inspiring. Could you elaborate on some of the benefits of upcycling?
Absolutely. From an environmental perspective, upcycling reduces waste and conserves resources. Instead of throwing things away and contributing to landfills, we're extending the life cycle of products. This means less energy and raw materials are needed to create new items. For individuals, it's about empowerment. Upcycling encourages creativity and resourcefulness. Plus, it's often more economical. And let's not forget the sense of accomplishment you get when you turn something old into something beautiful or functional.
I've heard that you're also mentoring young people in this field. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, that's a project close to my heart. I run workshops for young people where they learn the basics of upcycling. Over time, some of them have become my apprentices. These youths are incredibly talented, and it's amazing to watch them transform trash into treasures. Beyond the practical skills, I'm teaching them to think critically about consumption and waste. They're not just creating products as their hobby, they're becoming advocates for a more sustainable lifestyle.
How have the teen apprentices responded to this opportunity, and what changes have you seen in them?
Many of them start with little confidence in their abilities, but as they complete projects, their self-esteem soars. It's incredibly fulfilling to see them grow, not just as artisans, but as change makers. They've learned and inspired others to rethink waste.
It's amazing to see such ripple effects What challenges have you faced in promoting upcycling?
One challenge is changing mindsets. People often see waste as useless, so convincing them of its potential takes effort. Another hurdle is funding. While upcycling is cost-effective, running workshops and sourcing materials can be expensive.
I see. What advice would you give to someone interested in upcycling but unsure where to start?
Start small. Look around your home for items you no longer use and think about how they could be repurposed. Join online communities or local workshops for inspiration. Most importantly, don't be afraid to experiment. Upcycling is as much about creativity as it is about sustainability.
Wise words. Lastly, what's your vision for the future of upcycling?
I envision a world where upcycling becomes second nature. I hope to see communities embracing circular economies, where waste is minimized and resources are reused continuously. By empowering the future generation, I believe we can make this vision a reality. Upcycling is more than a practice, it's a mindset, and with collective effort, we can turn waste into wealth on a global scale.
That's a powerful vision. Thank you for sharing your journey and insights. It's been truly enlightening.
Thank you for having me.
Now, listen again.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. Upcycling has become such a buzzword lately, and I'm thrilled to hear your perspective. To start, can you tell us how you began your journey in upcycling?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. My journey began quite unexpectedly. A few years ago, I stumbled upon an old chair someone had left by the roadside. Instead of seeing it as trash, I imagined how I could breathe new life into it. I took it home, repainted it, and added some fabric I had lying around. The end result was stunning, and that's how my passion for upcycling began. That's when I realized how much potential waste items have.
That's a fascinating story. So, what motivated you to continue with upcycling and turn it into more than just a hobby?
At first, it was about creativity and self-expression. But as I learned more about the environmental impact of waste, my perspective shifted. Did you know that a staggering amount of waste ends up in landfills every year? Seeing these statistics made me realize that upcycling wasn't just a fun activity. It was a meaningful way to address environmental challenges.
That's inspiring. Could you elaborate on some of the benefits of upcycling?
Absolutely. From an environmental perspective, upcycling reduces waste and conserves resources. Instead of throwing things away and contributing to landfills, we're extending the life cycle of products. This means less energy and raw materials are needed to create new items. For individuals, it's about empowerment. Upcycling encourages creativity and resourcefulness. Plus, it's often more economical. And let's not forget the sense of accomplishment you get when you turn something old into something beautiful or functional.
I've heard that you're also mentoring young people in this field. Could you tell us more about that?
Yes, that's a project close to my heart. I run workshops for young people where they learn the basics of upcycling. Over time, some of them have become my apprentices. These youths are incredibly talented, and it's amazing to watch them transform trash into treasures. Beyond the practical skills, I'm teaching them to think critically about consumption and waste. They're not just creating products as their hobby. They're becoming advocates for a more sustainable lifestyle.
How have the teen apprentices responded to this opportunity, and what changes have you seen in them?
Many of them start with little confidence in their abilities, but as they complete projects, their self-esteem soars. It's incredibly fulfilling to see them grow, not just as artisans, but as change makers. They've learned and inspired others to rethink waste.
It's amazing to see such ripple effects. What challenges have you faced in promoting upcycling?
One challenge is changing mindsets. People often see waste as useless, so convincing them of its potential takes effort. Another hurdle is funding. While upcycling is cost-effective, running workshops and sourcing materials can be expensive.
I see. What advice would you give to someone interested in upcycling but unsure where to start?
Start small. Look around your home for items you no longer use and think about how they could be repurposed. Join online communities or local workshops for inspiration. Most importantly, don't be afraid to experiment. Upcycling is as much about creativity as it is about sustainability.
Wise words. Lastly, what's your vision for the future of upcycling?
I envision a world where upcycling becomes second nature. I hope to see communities embracing circular economies, where waste is minimized and resources are reused continuously. By empowering the future generation, I believe we can make this vision a reality. Upcycling is more than a practice. It's a mindset, and with collective effort, we can turn waste into wealth on a global scale.
That's a powerful vision. Thank you for sharing your journey and insights. It's been truly enlightening.
That is the end of part 4.